The Harper government has recently labeled IRFAN, which is the International Relief Fund for the Afflicted and Needy, a terrorist organization. First of all, can you tell us a little bit about what is this organization?
Yes, so IRFAN is an international nonprofit organization. So IRFAN Canada is the Canadian branch of this nonprofit organization, and they supply humanitarian assistance to, I believe, mostly Muslim regions of the world. So they were, I think, specifically doing quite a bit of humanitarian work in Gaza and in the West Bank, as well as, I believe, in refugee camps in other parts of the region where Palestinians were found. And I believe that this is the issue that the Harper government took so much issue with.
So why was it labeled a terrorist organization?
Well, the Harper government has labeled it a terrorist organization because it claims that it has provided money to Hamas, which is listed as a terrorist organization by Canada, the United States, Israel. And so basically through having links to Hamas, which are purported, there's no evidence that the Canadian government has provided, but because there are some links there, purportedly, therefore, in the Harper government's mind, IRFAN is a terrorist organization itself. So I've seen different reports. I've seen things that said that they that IRFAN has links to Hamas, that they've actually given money directly to Hamas. It's not very clear. There's been no evidence given as to the kind of connection IRFAN has to Hamas. But what is clear is that Hamas is the administrative authority in Gaza. They won the Palestinian legislative elections back in 2006, and there was international monitors there to conclude that it was a perfectly legitimate election, and Hamas legitimately won, and are supposed to be the representative of the Palestinians through the Palestinian Authority. So what happened is Hamas ended up only ruling Gaza because of a split with Fatah, and Fatah has been ruling in the West Bank and Hamas in Gaza. So Hamas was listed as a terrorist organization. But the situation is that as being listed as a terrorist organization, Israel has maintained a blockade, basically where it controls everything coming into the Gaza Strip by land, sea, and air, and has basically made the Gaza Strip the largest open-air prison on Earth, where there's an enormous humanitarian catastrophe. And this has been this kind of blockade, the siege over Gaza, has been labeled as a form of collective punishment, which is a grave violation of international law by the United Nations Security Council, the International Committee of the Red Cross, Amnesty International, and many other reputable human rights institutions. So basically, as being the administrative authority in Gaza, it isn't unlikely in my mind that if there are organizations abroad, such as in Canada, that want to give humanitarian relief aid to Gaza, that there would be some sort of indirect link to the administrative authority in the region. But to label that organization who is trying to provide who's trying to provide humanitarian relief, which may or may not be linked to certain individuals who also happen to be linked to the administrative authority of the region, is utterly ridiculous. And I think this is what independent Jewish voices and many individuals who support human rights and the delivery of much-needed humanitarian aid to the people suffering in Gaza have issue with.
Do you think there should be more control over where the money goes?
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly the specifics of how IRFAN delivers their money to humanitarian assistance efforts in Gaza. That's just not on my radar. The issue, I think, is that there should be, in any organization that has charitable status in Canada, I think they ought to be clear about where the money is going. If there's issues where in the past IRFAN has not been clear about that, then I could understand why the Canada Revenue Agency would take issue with that. But what's clear here is that the Harper government is trying to stigmatize this organization because of the fact that it is doing humanitarian relief work in Gaza, and the Harper government was the first government on earth to label Hamas a terrorist organization and basically endorses the siege of Gaza, which, as I've said, is a crime against humanity. It is a very serious violation of international law that Israel is strangling the people of Gaza to punish them. You cannot punish a people through collective punishment through this kind of humanitarian disaster because they voted in what the West considers to be the wrong government. So I think the issue as to whether or not IRFAN can provide money in a more direct or indirect way to humanitarian relief efforts in Gaza is not the key issue here. I think definitely something that I would support, but I think the issue here is the Harper government stigmatizing this organization because of its support for Palestinians.
Independent Jewish Voices has also accused the Harper government of hypocrisy. Can you explain that with regards to the Jewish Defense League?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think that there's hypocrisy on two levels. One is over the fact that IRFAN had the charitable status revoked. And if we look at this openly, and then we also see that there's a national campaign in Canada that's trying to get the Canada Revenue Agency to investigate the charitable status of an organization called the Jewish National Fund, which the Canada Revenue Agency has been ignoring and, in fact, has invested lots of money into coming up with a public relations strategy to deal with the fact that this organization that has charitable status, the Jewish National Fund, or the JNF, is a racist organization that is complicit in the dispossession of Palestinians from the beginning of the Zionist movement up until today. They are still very much active in taking away Palestinians' lands and using that land for Jewish-only settlement. So this is an organization that that we shouldn't be subsidizing with our taxpayer dollars, certainly not. The issue with the JDL is that, yes, as well, if IRFAN is going to be labeled a terrorist organization, it's quite hypocritical that the government is not taking any position on the Jewish Defense League, which their sister organization, Kach, has been labeled a terrorist organization by the State of Israel, the United States, and other governments. And itself, the Jewish Defense League, has been labeled in the past a terrorist organization in the United States. And they've actually, just last night, they brought in Moshe Feiglin, who's the deputy speaker of the Knesset, which is the Israeli parliament, who has openly made, you can say, very, very openly fascist and racist statements. In a 2004 interview with The New Yorker, he explained his views on Arabs and their place in his vision of a Jewish state, saying, quote, "Why should non-Jews have a say in the policy of a Jewish state? You can't teach a monkey to speak, and you can't teach an Arab to be democratic. You're dealing with a culture of thieves and robbers. Muhammad, their prophet, was a robber, a killer, and a liar. The Arab destroys everything he touches." Close quote. So the fact that the Harper government has not taken any issue with this organization, the JDL, nor have they prevented Feiglin from entering Canada and spewing his incitement to violence against Arabs and Muslims and hatred of them, I find is very hypocritical. Independent Jewish Voices certainly supports freedom of speech, but we draw a line where individuals would incite violence or hatred of Canadians. And we very much are in solidarity with Canadian Muslims and Arabs who continue to be demonized by the Harper government and by our security services in this country, which certainly are active in surveilling and monitoring them.
Just to finish, would you like to talk a bit about the campaigns that Independent Jewish Voices are currently running?
Sure. So one campaign that's quite relevant to what we're speaking about is our campaign to expose the organization, the Jewish National Fund. As I said, they're very complicit in the historic and ongoing dispossession of Palestinians. So they were founded at the turn of the 20th century with the goal of acquiring land in historic Palestine for Jewish-only settlement. And they bought up a very small proportion of the land and expelled the Palestinian laborers indigenous to the land who were living and working on it. But by the time Israel declared its statehood, its independence, they still only had a very small percentage, about 6% of the land in historic Palestine. So they're actually able to acquire significantly more land after Israel ethnically cleansed the Palestinians living there, and now holds 13% of the land in Israel, which it holds in perpetuity for Jews only. So the indigenous Palestinians don't have the rights to buy, lease, or rent the land. So this is an organization that is a quasi-governmental organization in Israel, but it happens to have charitable status in Canada, and it has fundraised in the past for projects in Israel and Palestine that that cover up ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. For example, Canada Park, which is in the occupied West Bank in Palestinian territory, was established through $15 million of donations, tax deductible, from Canadians, to establish this park over the ruins of three Palestinian villages that were depopulated and destroyed. So we're trying to expose this organization and have their charitable status revoked. And we also participate in a boycott campaign of SodaStream, which is a company with its factory in the illegal Israeli settlement of Male Adumim. And we're trying to get Canadian retailers to stop selling it and for individuals to stop buying it. And of course, we do this kind of work where we support freedom of speech in Canada around Palestine solidarity work and very much oppose the Islamophobia, which is, a frequent reality, I should say, of the Harper government and of, in many ways, Canadian institutions today.
Thank you very much, Tyler.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.